got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? That's my biblical question. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on, I'll read you something, JLP, JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you just got to run around. I understand it. But you would love to still listen to the show as you're out and about doing what you're doing. You can by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Like the video. Thank you all. It's Wednesday again. And the last 2 hours of Wednesday, a manhood hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. And the first hour of Wednesday, because we love the blacks, is Black Excellence. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. If you don't love all, you love none. Isn't that amazing? If you don't love all people, all everything, you love none. You don't love your family, you're lying. You don't love your children, you're lying. And Lord knows, we need love in this world. This old world need love. Amazing, huh? It is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not physical. but against spirits. Inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. And that you can depend on and never worry. Couple things that yesterday I brought up this, I asked a question about, do you have to know evil in order to know good? Someone said that. I don't know how that came about. I think one of the callers said it. Do you have to know evil in order to know good? And I've heard that before, but yesterday when the caller said it, it sounded strange to me for the first time. It sounded strange when that statement was made. And so I still want to throw that out there. Do you have to know evil in order to know good? Very. And I've been asking other people since that off the show, or out and about, or in my office here. Another thing that is mind-blowing to me. Yesterday, I was talking to a nice lady, very nice lady. It was a fun talk. Christian lady, hardworking lady, apparently, in the scene. And she, I asked, and she's like a real, real Christian, into Christianity, real heavily. And I ask her if she, I asked, were you a Christian? She said, yeah. She's really into it. And then she went on about Jesus and God and all that good stuff. And then I asked, well, do you have anger? Do you have anger? Yes, she replied, I do have anger. And I'm like, well, how can you have anger and good? How can you have anger and be of God? Well, Jesus was angry. Jesus went into the temple, and Jesus was mad, and Jesus threw out the bad guys, the workmen work and whatever she said. Jesus was mad, and so yes, I have anger. Anger is fine. Anger is good. And she said it because she quoted the Bible and said, be angry and sin not, which is a contradiction to me. How are you going to be angry and not sin? That doesn't make sense. But apparently that's to some people. How are you going to be angry and sin not? How is that possible, Hake?
Well, you said before, let's say you're mad, you get this mad stuff going on.
Right.
And you just sit in it and tremble.
Right, but that's not what these people are saying. These people are saying act on it. Jesus acted on it.
Oh.
You got to act on anger. You need anger as a human emotion. And Jesus was angry, and Jesus acted on his anger.
Wow.
I can't hear you now.
That's assumption, I feel like.
Did Jesus ever say that he was angry?
I don't believe that Jesus said that he was angry.
It was said about him, but he never said it, right?
No.
Amazing, huh?
Right. It is amazing. I was thinking about it when the only emotional moment, I think, or that I thought of first, was when he wanted to gather the lost children of Israel, like a hen gathers its chicks, something like that. But maybe, that wasn't really...
That wasn't anger.
Right.
I was looking at your shirt. It looked like a military shirt, like a...
It is.
Oh, it is?
It's a police...
I was going to say police/military.
Law enforcement.
See, oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, it says relentless... It's some pro-law enforcement brand. A fan got it for me.
It's nice and here, though.
I don't know if she was trolling me, but she wrote this old letter about how I help spread the truth or something like that. But this is kind of the opposite of it in the common meme vernacular. So I don't know if she was trolling me because a gatekeeper won't let it be known about the Jews, for example.
That what she said?
No, that's not what she said, but that's what everybody else says. Oh, you're wearing your shirt again. You are a gatekeeper. You don't let us tell the truth about the Jews type stuff.
That what gatekeeper mean?
That's what they mean. Oh. Yeah, gatekeeping is when you don't, you kind of, you gatekeep what's allowed on your show type thing. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, so Derek, my producer's telling me, Jesus had righteous anger. That doesn't even make sense to me. There's no such thing as righteous anger. Who made up that? Who said Jesus had righteous anger? Where did that come from? Like a father punishing his child out of love. That is so insane. But I understand it makes sense to the lost. It makes sense to people who are living in the darkness. No such thing as righteous anger. And no such thing as like a father punishes his child with love. Because the one thing about God, and for sure, and without a doubt, he never punishes. God does not punish. In him is only love and no punishment. Zero. And once you overcome anger in you, will be only love and no punishment. Love can't punish. What the? But there's this quote from Ephesians 4:26-27. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. That's from the King James Bible. Whoever wrote that was insane. I don't know who wrote that, but whoever put that in the Bible was insane. Who wrote that, Ephesians?
Somebody was translating, interpreting Paul's words.
Oh, so Paul didn't write the Ephesians.
Paul wrote Ephesians, and somebody interpreted it into English.
Oh, so Paul didn't say it that way either.
I don't know.
Whoever put this in the Bible is a great deceiver. Really. And that person is far away from God. Because in God, there is no wrath. There is no anger. There is no punishment. Love can't punish. How is punishment love? How's that hate? Oh, I didn't mean to scare you. You're trying to write.
He who hates his son spares the rod or something like that.
What?
Punishment.
Right.
A father disciplines his child because he loves him.
No wonder the Christians are so weak. They think anger is righteous. And so they think this human evil anger is in their body is from God. That is just, but I understand we lost. Nothing makes sense. Only the darkness makes sense to you. So I understand why the Christian believe that. Nick, what do you think about that? You think God punishes?
You make a lot of sense when you speak on that. And I got to wonder, I personally wonder what Derek means by righteous. I'd like him to describe what is this righteous anger that this father's feeling. Like he's saying that to punish his son?
Right.
Like a father punishing his child out of love. I'd like to hear him describe that anger, and I wonder if it's like the same as like when I get mad at someone.
Yeah, it's the same anger. There's only one anger, but it's only evil.
Oh, he says reaction against sin or injustice. But all sorts of angry people have reactions against sin and injustice, and it's pretty nasty. And I wonder, is that the same reaction this father is having in his hypothetical? Is it the exact same? Or do you see any difference? Because I see a difference, Jesse, and I know what you mean. The anger, I feel like the devil. Like,
right.
There's no way that's, like, not sin.
Anyone that, and I even said to this young lady, well, what about when Jesus said, well, anyone who has anger is a murderer, and do not trust an angry person. Well, that ain't in the Bible. Where is that? I'm like, yes, it is. It isn't it? Why would Jesus say, just think about this, folks. Do what you want, but think about it. Why would Jesus say, anyone who has anger, hear that out right now, anyone who has anger is a murderer. Do not trust an angry person. And then, if he's saying anyone has an anger or murder, don't trust an angry person, how are you going to tell you to anger is punishment? Jesus was angry when he threw out the temple thing. That doesn't even make sense. Isn't that a contradiction?
It sure is, I think. I mean, I'm looking at some, how do I put this? I'm seeing in the chat someone said, it's called disciplining your child. Like,
no.
Like, it sounds so regular to them, but I don't know if they see, we're talking about, like, what's going on inside. How can it be the exact same and you call it good?
Right.
You're going to be evil to someone and you say, well, if you're just disciplining a child, suddenly that makes it good. It doesn't.
And why would Jesus say anyone who has anger is a murderer? And they are of their father, the devil. So how are you going to turn around and say, okay, Jesus, whatever, I got righteous anger. And then the people in the darkness make them all kind of excuse. Well, Jesus was a love. Jesus had no sin. What the? Right, and he came to show you how to be that too. Be of love. As your father is love. Now, here is really closest to it than I've ever heard in the Bible from Psalms 4:4. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. That's from the King James. So when things come, you're tempted, don't do it. As Hate mentioned earlier, watch those thoughts that's trying to tell you to be angry and judge. Because the sin of anger is judgment. Think about that. Anyone who has anger judges themselves and others. They don't just stand and watch it and let it pass and so they can see that it's of their father, the devil, it's not them. Stand when you're tempted to be angry. Stand and watch it. Be still and don't react. That make more sense than anything. Another translation in Psalm 4:4 reads, tremble and do not sin. Don't judge. Don't react. Tremble and do not sin. Don't judge and don't react. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. That's the something called the New American Standard, whatever that is. Every time they write the Bible, they change everything. And it deceived the people. And then even Paul wrote Ephesians, right there? Yeah. Paul said further down in the Bible, in that same Ephesians 4 chapter, 31, 32, verse 4, I mean chapter 4, let all bitterness, all and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. Put it away. So if it's righteous and it's normal and it's love, why would Paul say put it away? Get rid of it. Why, Nick?
Because it's evil.
I rest my case. But I understand the people who think that anger is righteous are the same people who think that Jesus is God. And once you believe a lie, ain't no way you're going to be true unless you want to understand, know the truth, and the Father will reveal to you. But you can't convince a person that believed the lie what the truth is. That's why you're not supposed to try to convince anyone of anything. They've already believed into the lie. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Amazing. So this idea of being angry is one of the greatest deception that's been put up on a human being. When the Father sent the Son to tell you to love your enemy, how are you going to love your enemy if you're angry? To love one another. Love your neighbor. How are you going to love if you're angry? And why would his greatest commandment be to love him with all your heart, soul, and might if you're angry? You can't serve two gods. Anyone, and this I promise you, anyone who has anger is of their father, the devil. You and the devil are one. You and the devil are one. Now, you don't have to believe me. Don't accept it or anything. But I'm just telling you that. That's why Christ came and he told us, so anyone that has anger, you and the devil are one. And that's what you're, whether you believe it or not, you don't have to believe it. But you have no love. All you have a head full of intellectual words that you've been lied to about. If anger was righteous and good, why would the Father say, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive? Because your heart is unforgiving. And unforgiving, which is evil, cannot enter into love. Why would you have to go and forgive before you can enter into the kingdom and the Father forgive you when you forgive others? If anger is righteous, why would the Father have to forgive you? For those men and women who want to overcome anger, which is evil, look how you screw up your life, everyone else's life around you, including your own children, if you have children, when you have anger. Do you make your children happy when you're angry at them? Think about that. Which of the righteous anger are you making your children feel love? If you have children, are you making your friendships closer, bringing them closer? If you have righteous anger, can an angry person be trusted? Or do they turn on you the moment they disagree with something? Or you don't be nice to them, or this and that? Where's the righteousness in that? Amazing, huh? But do what you want. Hold on to your little righteous anger and see how far that gets you. And one thing for sure, you're never going to have peace. I promise you that, as long as you have anger. They don't go together. Anyone who has anger is evil and of their father, the devil. And you cannot trust an angry person. This is why you can't. Everything in the Bible ain't true. The Bible has been rewritten about over and over again by ego-driven people with no love. But do what you want, all right? Some of you may have heard about this, and then I can get to your calls and stuff. There was a truck driving accident in California, Los Angeles. And it was awful. ABC News 7, a woman was killed and more than 30 others, including children, were injured Saturday morning in a car crash. I mean, in a crash involving a jackknife semi-truck. Jackknife semi-truck on the 210 freeway in Irwindale. That's in California. Watch this from ABC 7.
An exclusive Eyewitness News dash camera video we have obtained showing the beginning of a deadly semi crash on the 210 freeway this morning in Irwindale. That big rig veering off the right shoulder before then crossing through lanes of traffic over the center divider, colliding with several vehicles on the other side. It wound up jackknifed across both sides of the freeway. Video posted to the Citizen app shows the aftermath. A 58-year-old woman was killed. More than 30 other people were injured. 10 of them hospitalized tonight, including 6 children. The freeway has since reopened, and the crash is now under investigation.
That's amazing. It really must be bad luck. Some truck way on the side of a freeway. You on the other side going a different direction. And that truck gonna come way from over yonder, crash through the dividing thing there, and kill you. What the? Talk about bad luck. I have bad luck. That's what you got. That's what you got. Bad luck. It reminds me of the airplane movie where these kids on the plane and they can tell that the plane about to crash or something's going to happen. And every time something happens, one of them die. Or maybe two of them die. They're like, oh, I'm not. Y'all seen that? You remember that movie?
Sounds like a horrific movie.
It was. And then this guy that was having these visions, he was like, he can get on there. He says something's going to go wrong. And they thought he was crazy. And he would always end up getting it off in time before he could get killed. But his friend, things were happening.
Final Destination?
That's a car. It sounded like
where
that.
Like a bunch of people die?
Speaking yeah. to the mic.
Like over and over?
Yeah. It sounded like that. Young kid. Young
and
people.
In crazy ways?
Yes.
Final Destination.
Yeah.
The Final Destination movies.
I disavow.
Hate need to see that.
No, I don't.
And this is what the truck thing remind me of. Think about that, Hate.
Oh, yeah, true.
It went way across. It missed other people. I guess it hit somebody, one other person. And then it drove all the way over and killed somebody.
Yeah. I used to drive that freeway to and fro every single day for college, for work.
And here's the final soundbite on this truck. Let's see here. KTLA 5. Cell phone footage captured a seemingly random, violent, and frightening attack. That's the wrong one.
I think that was the only
one. ABC 7. Oh, that's the only one, huh?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Just one soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Okay. And that may think about that, folks. This truck going down the road, big old truck. You going on a different direction, on a different side of the freeway, way over yonder. And they come over there out of nowhere. You ain't bothering nobody. And you get killed. Others get hurt, wounded. Bad luck. That's what you got. That's what you got. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Welcome back. Welcome back, Carter. A couple of quick announcements. It's the summertime, and the living is easy. People are vacationing and all that, and some of you are forgetting to make a donation to the work here because you're traveling. You're like, oh, I forgot. Sorry. We need you to make a donation, all right? We still have to do the show, pay bills, and get things done. So I'm asking you to go to jesseleepeterson.com. I mean, joptalk.com. joptalk.com and make a donation right now. And don't forget to do it while you're away, all right? If you want to mail it in, you can by making a check or money order out to Bond and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 350. Bond 35090, LA, California, 90035. And if you miss that address, you can find it at jesseleepeterson.com/show. But you can also make a donation by calling the office, 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or scan the QR code. Scan the QR code. All right? And so be sure to make a donation. Help us to help others as you are being helped. And I appreciate it. Thank you. So, couple of announcements. At 9 a.m., the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. From 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, and he ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. He ain't afraid of no ice. Ice, ice, baby. When he's riding down the road and he sees the ice people, he even yell out the window, ice, 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 baby. And he is an anchor baby. What the? From 11 to 1. And at 2 p.m., Billy on Punchin' TV, Don't Mess With Bill, at 2 p.m., a live episode today. And Billy is on fire. So you can check him out, call him, super chat him, whatever, at 2 p.m. And last but not least for now, brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. I had a very, very, very interesting discussion with Z. Cohn Sanchez. C-O-H-E-N, Cohn, right? Cohn Sanchez. And she is a Democratic strategist, founder of the Un-F America. Un-F America. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you say un-F America, what does that mean?
We think that America's f***ed right now, and we're trying to un-f*** it.
What the?
Trump has been in for 18 months, and it's been an absolute disaster every step of the way.
What is right-wing extremism?
I think that they want to, like, take over every seat, fully rule Congress with Christian nationalists. I think that's their end goal.
July is White History Month. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Amazing, huh? At Friday at 11 a.m. It was, you're going to love it. Really, really going to really enjoy it. It's amazing. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel and or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to like these videos. Nick, what were you saying about anger again? When? I thought it was a very good point.
Just now.
About when Jesus was throwing out the things out of the temple, what was on his mind?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
And
like
the father punished his child, what's on his mind?
I'd like to ask the Christians, to conversate, like, we'll describe this before I condemn them. We'll describe this righteous anger and tell me what's going through their head. What's going through Jesus' head when he was flipping those tables? And what's going through this father's head when he's disciplining his kid with righteous anger? Is he cussing him out? Like,
I'm doing this out of righteous love. It don't feel like righteousness to me, Dad. It doesn't feel like righteousness. So apparently Mays, our friend Mays, who's been a friend of the show for years now, called Hate and said, "You don't know nothing about black people."
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear the call. Am I saying it right?
That's right.
What did she say?
She said, I forget what exactly she said. She talked so fast and my mind was busy. But it was something like, tell Nick something about he doesn't know what he's talking about when he talks about black people. And then when I argued with her a little bit, she's a lot, really. I argued with her a lot. She said, what the black people are doing, everybody's doing. So you have to talk about everybody, but you only talk about black people.
You don't know anything about black people, Nick. How you going to talk about black people?
My uncle's black.
Your uncle's black?
My granddaddy's black. I got black friends. I got black family. Derek's my brother.
And Derek's black.
I know black people. No.
At least on the outside, not on the inside. That's for sure.
That's for sure. So yeah, it was about that 1-year-old. I mean, I just don't. How does anybody get running from the driving at cops with a 1-year-old?
I know.
What?
If that's true, this
and
woman.
Everybody protesting.
And the people protesting and supporting it.
We did this story.
Everybody's doing that.
Did you do that story where, according to a report, this lady stole something from Walmart?
That's the one.
And then they tried to get away. And according to a report, they were driving their car into the cop car to what? And the cop shot her.
Yep.
And she up to holding the baby up. I got a baby. What the? Who robbed a store with a baby?
And then when you hear about it, you go out and protest.
Ain't nothing wrong with stealing some baby wipes or diaper or something. Something like that. I don't know exactly how to say it. What a mess. So Mae said, you don't know nothing about black people?
And I sat down.
So hopefully Mae will call you and yell at you today. And call him, Mae, and correct him.
Between
11 to 1. Amazing. So what?
I love you, Mae.
Shout out to Maze. Derek said, when you said that about what was going on in Jesus' mind, my producer said, repent, turn mate to love. What? Repent, turn mate to love.
Turn back to love.
Is that what Jesus was doing?
I guess that's what Derek's saying. He was flipping the tables going, turn back to love, brothers. Turn back to love.
Amazing. Oh, let me go to...
It sounds like he said maybe he wasn't angry.
I don't know. Derek believes anger is good. It's from God, righteous too. He's a Christian. Anyway, let me go to Strider, our first time call out of North Carolina. Strider, you are...
Hello, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours, Jesse, for years back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
I used to work for Donald Trump for about 10 years, and I remember one day he called you, and I said to my partner, business partner, I said, hey, Big Don just called Jesse. So
that's amazing.
It was it was amazing.
Yeah.
And he said you were doing a great job, and I agree. Listen, I know you're a busy guy, and I'll make it real brief. I'm 68, am recovering from a heart attack, and I was crossing a busy crossroads at Trader Joe's, and a black man in a big old pickup truck almost hit me. Got up in the walkway. And
wow.
I raised my arm and said, stop. He did stop, and as I turned to walk, he almost hit me again as he drove past me. Then I went over into FedEx, and he went in, and I didn't get his driver's plate number, but an officer was sympathetic, but we couldn't find the guy. So, long story short, how do I process my anger and not hate the black race, and will God deal with this individual?
Good question, man. Number one, you process your anger by overcoming anger. You have to drop anger by forgiving. When you realize that you do have an angry heart, anger is in you, and you know that it's wrong to be that way because you're playing God. All angry people judge, right? They play God. And
right.
Then you go and forgive, and God will take away the spirit of anger because the anger is dark and it's evil, and there's no love in it. And then once he takes it away from you, no matter what happens out there in the world and how people try to hurt you or whatever, you would never feel anger again because it would no longer be in you. You would have love, and you would speak up, and you would deal with life without anger. You would deal with it with perfect love.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Was this part of a growth lesson for me?
Yes, it allowed you to see that you do have anger inside of you.
Okay.
Because you overreact.
All right, now,
have you forgiven your mother?
Now, I have in letter and voice and speaking to her, I told her I forgave her. We are not communicating. She's still alive. My father passed, and I've worked through all the forgiveness with everything. And even daily, I try to say I forgive and forget the past and this, that, and the other. So I believe that I've done an excellent job of forgiving my mother and father.
And did you tell her?
I told her. Oh, yes. I told her in no uncertain terms.
And what did you say to her?
I told her that... I just forgave her for letting my father get drunk and tear the place apart. And, you know, we were all making mistakes and, you know, I even made mistakes. And so, I said, you know, I let the past go and I forgive you. So it was a tough, and that was your doing actually. What you taught me was I was able to do that.
And so all you got to do now, you never have to say to yourself, I forgive again and I forgive. Stop saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're saying, I forgive, all you're doing is creating another false you, another false identity. And that's the devil telling you, you need to forgive every day. You need to forgive. What's going to happen, Strider, your nature is changing from that evil human nature, which is of the devil, to God's nature, which is of love. And you and mm-hmm. God will become one when you forgive in your heart.
Excellent. Good. In other words, let's not keep nailing Jesus to the cross.
Right. Absolutely. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have a silent prayer. Yes, absolutely.
Are you doing it every morning,
need to do it
every night?
I'm going to do it every morning and every night. I do not do it twice a day. I apologize.
No, don't apologize.
I'll get back.
How will God help you when you keep going into the darkness of your imagination because you can't see? How will he help you if you don't stay present with him?
Got it.
No, that was a question.
I know you're a busy guy.
That was a question.
I just want to let you go here with Go ahead.
How would God help you if you keep going into your imagination?
He can't get to me.
So why don't you do this, stay present, practice every time you find yourself in a thought, come back to be aware of your body, your outer environment, so that you don't be lost in your head.
Excellent. Will do. I've got my homework assignment for the day. I promise.
All right.
Jesse, as we end this, if something happened to the black man, I've lived in Winston-Salem since 1984, and they're hostile. There's something that's just, they used to not be like this. Has something
right.
changed?
And you're right. They used to not be that way. You're 100% right. What changed is that the civil rights movement, when it came along, it was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, except for abortion, of course. And they took the father away, and then they gave the role over to the mothers to raise the children. And the worst thing that can happen to a child, male or female, any race, is to be turned away from your father. All mothers turn children away from their fathers. That's why the kids become just like the mother, angry. So what has happened to the blacks? They have the spirit of their mother, and they are made the mama God, and that's why they're angry. And then they go out into the world, and they have these liars telling them that it's the white man. It's the white man's fault. It's slavery fault. It's this and that. And so the blacks,
and then
they don't look at themselves and realize they can overcome it.
Then they see a 68-year-old white boy recovering from a heart attack, and I'm like an easy target, and say,
yes.
Hey, let's dump on the white boy.
It's in their eyes, you are the enemy.
Got it. Last thing, and I promise I'm going to let you go. You're a wonderful guy. I love your show. How do I not let this angst towards this black man spill over into the other blacks that really aren't? They're trying. Maybe they are Christians. Maybe they aren't listening to your show. So how do I avoid spreading my dislike for one person into the whole race?
Stay with the silent prayer so you can see the devil tempting you to accuse all black people being the same way. The devil tell you that they are, and you believe in the lie of the thought. So when the thoughts come, let them be aware of them. Don't do anything about it, but be aware. Don't react. Don't call it you. Just see that the devil's telling you they're going another black. All blacks are mean like that. All blacks are racist. All blacks are evil. Let that thought pass, and you will be able to see the ones who are not of evil and the ones who are of evil. It'll be clear to you.
Indeed.
But you got to resist. You got to resist the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
Indeed. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Have a great day. We'll see you on the other side.
All right. Take care. Call me again.
Thank you,
before
sir.
You
bye
go
bye.
Over there. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Call me before you go to the other side. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind.
Hey.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, man. I was calling to answer that biblical question, sir.
Can you know God and reject him?
I would say that rejecting God is believing the assumptions that are constantly being put in my head. So, I don't know God. And to answer this question would be like an assumption, you know? So I would just leave it blank. I would just say, I don't know. Because that would be, it's too much assumptions about what God is and what rejecting God is. And I know that what I know is that I don't need to be making assumptions about God.
So, and the question is, can you know God and reject him? And you say what?
I say, I don't know because I don't want to make an assumption about God. And oh, I don't okay. know God.
So you don't yeah. know if you can know God and reject him?
I don't know. Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's the best answer. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'll put my yeah. little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Josh.
All right.
Josh.
Yes, sir.
I have another quick question. Yesterday, a caller said something like, let's see here. I want to be exact. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. He said you have to have hate in order to, you have to know hatred, or you have to know anger in order to know good.
No, you have to know bad in order to know good. What do you say to that?
Yeah, that's a big deception, and I used to think that way, too. It's, you know what it reminded me of? You know that song, that Frankie Beverly and Lay song, Joy and Pain?
Joy pain, a light sunshine, and rain. Amazing.
Yeah, it's like you need rain in order to, you need both the bad and the good in order to make the flower. Like you need the rain and the sunshine. That's what I think. That's what people get it confused with.
So you said. So when they ask, do you have to know bad in order to know good? And you say no.
I say it's a.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's a misconception. And but I understand why he thinks that, though.
And why do they think that?
Because in life, it's like you have to go through some rough times in order to understand, you know, in order to come to God or in order to, you know, it also seems like the most talented people, they go through hell with drugs, you know, like Michael Jackson and Prince and all them. They're all drug addicts, you know, they catch a lot of hell, but they have beautiful talent in them. So I think that's what he's, but I'd say that that's not, that's a deception, because you don't have to go through all that. You can just be like Adam, you know, Adam in the garden. He didn't know what good or evil was until he fell. So all he knew was good.
Derek wrote the question today, James. Do you have to know evil in order to know good? That's not the question. The question is, do you have to know bad in order to know good? Amazing. And so you're saying, no, you don't have to know bad in order to know good?
No, you don't, but it definitely seems like it. Definitely, but you really, that's an assumption, like the biblical question.
Did you see that did you see that sound bite where that semi-truck ran across the road and, according to the report, killed somebody?
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
I've heard a lot of situations like that. That's common. I think that's kind of common in trucking, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. And there's no free will out here. You don't know what's going to happen. You know?
Are the truck drivers high?
I don't know. Some of them are, and some of them are very good at what they do, but you still make mistakes.
He said he thought truckers were better drivers than us.
Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Nowadays, ain't no telling.
Especially illegal with no license.
You're right.
Thank you, Josh. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I got to take a break.
All right. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Right now.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
I got to take a break, folks. Hate news is coming right now. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. is from God. It's his nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is the end of Black Excellence, the first hour here on the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. The second 2 hours, second and third hours, are manhood hour, y'all. There is one line open. Hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, including those from yesterday. All right? It is hate news, not fake news. President Donald J. Trump's ties, according to CNN, to aviation stretch back decades, including a brief stint running his own airline. Did you know? In the 1980s. Now he's taking a hands-on role in redesigning Air Force One, the crown jewel of the presidential fleet. Shout out. And housing affordability, the dream of home ownership, is slipping out of reach, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, for many Americans, or are they Americans, as housing costs continue to outpace incomes. But relief may be on the way, right? Congress this week passed the largest housing so-called affordability bill. I'm not sure I like the sound of that, but I don't know. In a generation, designed to increase the number of homes on the market and remove some of the hurdles that have made many of them so expensive. I heard that one of those things is preventing big old companies like BlackRock or whatever from buying up all the homes. I wonder if there's going to be any blocks on Chinese nationals or Chinese people paying cash for their homes, buying up underneath the noses of Americans. Terrible. Anyway, election takeaways. Americans across four states, so-called Americans, right, cast their votes Tuesday in primaries and runoffs ahead of the November midterm elections. In New York, all three candidates endorsed by the evil mayor, Zohran Mamdani, won their House primaries, including two who defeated incumbents who were themselves radical Democrats, but not radical enough, I guess. The wins are being viewed as a sign of Mamdani's growing political influence, according to Commie Nonsense Network, and his emergence as a key power broker within the Democrat Party. What a mess, huh? So that Afro-Latino woman who doesn't want illegals who commit crimes here after they serve their terms to get deported, or illegals to get deported. She doesn't want illegals deported, not even the criminals. What a sick woman, huh? Anyway, war powers in a rare bipartisan, which usually means evil, in a rare bipartisan move, the Senate on Tuesday voted to limit President Trump's war powers by directing him to remove U.S. military forces from the conflict in Iran. Maybe just right on time, though. Maybe he's ready to do it anyway. I don't know. Or maybe he'll veto it. The measure sends a clear signal that many so-called lawmakers remain uneasy about deeper U.S. involvement. President Trump, meanwhile, called the vote poorly timed and meaningless. Indeed. Pretty much everything that they do is poorly timed and meaningless and evil. Europe heat wave. A heat wave! Extreme heat is gripping Europe, and they don't have AC, air conditioning, you know, to cool themselves down. Many of them, most of them, as a powerful heat dome, whatever that is, pushes temperatures to triple digits. Fahrenheit, anyway. I don't know about centigrade. across much of the continent, hundreds of records have already been shattered. And more expected as the heat intensifies today through Thursday. France, the epicenter, they call it, whatever that means, of the extreme conditions, also endured its hottest day on record on Tuesday. I was telling you yesterday that they banned drinking in public in big areas of France because of, or parts of France or whatever, I don't know, because of the heat, something like that. Anyway, World Cup restrictions. The U.S. government will allow Iran's national team to enter the country 2 days before its World Cup match against Egypt on Friday. Easing previous restrictions, it marks a notable shift after weeks of uncertainty that forced the team to alter its travel plans. What a mess. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. Question for this week. How can you know God? No, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? That is the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you got to run around this morning. We're on different time zones, so different strokes for different folks. So you can podcast and still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And every second and third hour of Wednesday now is rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
That one's called anger.
Authorities say the adults, now identified by the family's lawyer as the boy's mother and her friend, tried to get away, driving toward and nearly hitting an officer.
She got anger, you know that anger.
And did you feel that? A socialist earthquake overnight as three Zohran Mamdani-backed challengers win their Democrat primaries and drag their party even further to the left.
All that anger.
One word to describe your next chapter. One word.
Fun.
Me.
What a mess. What a mess, a spiritual battle. I wanted to mention that in New York last night, they had the Democratic primary. And according to the report, the anchorman put that video together, by the way. According to the report, the socialists won over the Democrat. So you had so-called moderate, I guess, are they called moderate Democrats?
What kind? You can barely call some of those guys moderate. One of them was a progressive, so-called, himself.
Oh,
who got replaced.
And so the so-called, I mean, the, what do you call them again? That won? Socialists.
Socialists, yeah.
Democrats. But I thought to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. But the one thing I noticed is that they were supported by Mandami, a socialist Muslim. And so the and I believe, I could be wrong, but it looked like all three of the people who won, the two female and the guy, they're about free Palestine and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, well, the Democrats are socially anyway. So a lot like they're just, they try to hide the fact they're socialists. So, but when they vote and they bring in all these different programs, they show that they are socialists already. But I'm thinking about how in our country, in my country, all these Allahu Akbar people, these so-called, these females and others are running our government. They're like being voted into the government of America. And I'm seeing the danger in that. And I'm thinking, it's just unfortunate that the American people don't see that exactly what happened in Europe is happening here. America is being taken down. And you're voting in your enemy. It has been known for a long time, that Muslim, the Allahu Akbar religion, Muslim religion, hate the Christians. And their whole mission in life is to conquer the whole world by any means necessary, to befriend them, to smile, to pretend to be one of them, to care, deceive them in order to get in and destroy the infidels, the Christians and the Jews. They hate you not because of your color, of what you have or don't have, but because of your religion. This is a religious war, and the Muslims are winning. Look what happened in Europe. They took over Europe. And now they have areas where Europeans, the citizens, can't even go into. And then the white representatives in the government go along with the Allahu Akbar people because they wanted the vote. And in the meantime, white women are being raped and robbed and killed and all kind of stuff. Men are being killed. The same thing is happening here. Why don't y'all see that? Mandami is smiling, but Mandami is not your friend. He's smiling because he's winning. He's getting in to destroy the Christians, conquer America. You are going to regret this if you don't already regret it. You voted in three people yesterday in New York, and they're talking about free Palestine. They hate Israel, and they hate Israel not because of anything but their religion. They see Israel as the little Satan, and they see America as the big Satan, and they got you fighting with Israel now. Because they said something about money or something. America giving Israel all the money. America not giving Israel all this money. But it's so wickedly clever how they're doing it. And then they're voting in these females who already hate men to the core. And these females, free Palestine, vote for me, I'm going to give you free stuff, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take care of your mama. America, what's wrong with you? You're blind and can't see. It's bad enough they have convinced you to fight with one another based on color, black and white fighting one another. Now they're convincing you to fight with the Jews. While you're fighting them, they're taking over your country. They don't care about you. They don't care about the blacks or anyone. They care about their religion. And from the moment they pop out of their mama's womb, it's about conquer. You can deceive. And it's happening right in front of your eyes, right here in America, and you don't see it. The Palestinian people don't love you. At least the rulers of Palestine don't care about you at all. I can't even believe that. I understand Joe Biden and the Father Messiah Barak allowed these people to come in. But these people are here now through the back door. And they ain't playing. And you're putting these women in government. That's what they did in Europe. I interviewed a goth guy. What was his name?
Jake Monroe.
I interviewed Jake Monroe on the Fallen State the other day. Tuesday, and it's coming up soon. He explained it so clearly, it made you blow your mind. And exactly what's happening in America happened in Europe already. And the people don't see it. Or they see it, and they're afraid to do anything about it. And white people, your hands are being tired. They ain't going to keep you from functioning at all. Ask the whites in Europe. Ask the white people in Europe. White people can't stand up at all in their country. And they're at a point now, they're afraid because they may be locked up. And if they're locked up, they're going to lose the little that they have. You're truly between a rock and a hard place. And that's happening to the whites right here in America. It's happening to the American citizens, period. But they pretend to be on the black people's side and the Mexicans and people of color. But they're lying about that. Why don't you wake up? Stop being angry so you can see what's going on and fight in the right way before it's too late. These females in New York don't like you. And now they have taken out the socialists that's trying to hide and just be socialists to the open socialists. Free Palestine, they were saying. And the people still voted for them. In New York, where there's nothing but Jews. There was a report, and So I may not mention exactly how it happened, so I apologize. But one of the Jewish representatives, I believe, that was running, went into a cafe there in New York. And he got some coffee, I believe. And when he left, I guess one of the workers or the owner said, "I didn't know that was you. I wouldn't have served you coffee. You're a Jew," or something like that. You heard about that?
I did not.
Did you hear about that, Nick?
No, I hadn't.
And that person appeared on the Fox News show or something, but he said that they said that after he left, they would not have served him because he's a Jew and he's a representative. He ran against one of the people that won in New York last night, and he's a Democrat, a Jew Democrat. But America, you better wake up and smell the coffee before it's too late. You better ask Democratic Representative Dan Goldman. Derek is telling me.
Yeah, I see that story too. NBC News.
You see it?
New York City coffee shop tells Representative Dan Goldman he's not welcome over his pro-Israel views.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? In America. But you can free Palestine. This is not pretty. It's not good. And Americans, you will live to regret what is happening in your country right now. If you doubt me, call the people over there in Europe, at the UK and all over. Ask them. You see what's really going on. It is not pretty. It is not good. And you will, you've suffered already with this race thing they have created between the blacks and the whites. Anyway, let me do this. I had mentioned yesterday, the first thing I wanted to do this morning was finish up the super chat that we missed yesterday, and Hate forgot to remind me.
Super chat.
Am I right? You forgot to remind me?
We'll go with that.
Okay, super chat. Super, super.
Thank you. Nick LaBoy yesterday, with another Rumble rant, said, I want to say 99% of the time I feel nothing for anyone when it comes to something tragic, because people tend to put themselves in those tragic situations knowingly or ignorantly, despite warning signs.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Eric Five Coffees, life doesn't feel. Repent from excitement.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannah is with Five Coffees. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Sticking with it, sticking with it, sticking with it. I have a female work colleague who's flirting with me, but she has a boyfriend. What? Should I tell her, quote, I'm not flirting with you unless you break up with your boyfriend?
I wouldn't even say unless you break up with your boyfriend. If she's doing that with her boyfriend, she'd do it with you and another guy. What the? Be done with her. Move on. Wish her well, but don't be angry. Amazing. Thank you.
On Cash App, this is Bond JLP, is the Cash App, Cash Tag. Sean says, regular five and $2 for bills.
Right on. Thank you. Y'all support Bond. Make a donation through the summer, too. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog, Kappa.
Mio is a cute dog.
Jesse, is it, in your black opinion?
E black.
She asks, is Whoopi, I think Mio is asking, is Whoopi a woman?
What?
In your black opinion, is Whoopi a woman?
Whooping?
Woman. Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know. What does that know? What does that mean? I don't understand that question.
Yeah, something else.
I don't understand that question at all.
Mio.
But thank you, though. Thank you, Mio is a cat. What's his name?
Cute dog, Kappa.
Cute dog, Kappa. I clearly don't understand that question. But thank you.
Half Black Tony, you made a good point about all that mess, Hake. The dad should have just took them to the men's room. Referring to the father with the daughters in the women's room.
Oh, yeah. He should have taken them
to the men's room.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Half Black Tony. Nathan.
Thank you, Half Black Tony.
Nathan L. Or Nathan. Or Nathanol. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nico, I'm half Italian, half Jewish, and always thought I was white. Apparently, after listening to the JLP show, neither of my halves is white. What the?
So, is he white?
Yeah.
He is white?
Yeah.
But he thought he was what?
He thought he was white all this time.
But why he think he's not now?
Because after listening to the JLP show, there's a lot of counter-signaling to the whether Italians are really white and whether Jews are normal white.
Oh, and did you
and he's half Italian, half Jewish.
Did you tell me Italians are not white or that they are
I have.
White?
I have told you both.
That they're
things.
Not white.
I have contradicted myself and said, no, they're not normal white or they're not white, but they are white.
Yeah, well, you white.
Yeah, you're white, Nico.
Nico, you okay? You white? Yeah. Everybody want to be white. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
White enough to be hated.
That's for sure.
Bree K, 10 coffees. Good morning, Jesse. Sorry, I forgot to do my daily donation yesterday, so I added it with today's. Hope you and the crew have a wonderful Wednesday. Hope. Thank you for everything you do. Thanks, hands and heart emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm told that I need to remind the people, so thank you for your donation. Thank you.
Gregatron, Jesse, I have an important question for you. It's life and death. Are you ready? Yesterday I went to work. I saw a father wearing a weighted vest while pushing a baby stroller. The wife was not with him and the baby. It was just him and his baby. Is he beta? Is he a beta for taking his baby with him while exercising with his stroller? Asks Gregatron.
It is beta for men to push babies in strollers. That's for sure. It's totally beta. But men have changed now, and they let the woman rule. And so they do the woman's job, and the woman does their job, and it's a mess. But yeah, it is beta. That's for sure. What the? Thank you. A man normally, if he can't let the baby walk, he'll leave the baby at home and let the mama take it on a stroller. Amazing. Yeah. Beta. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Gregatron. Seeker, 5 coffees. I recently chose not to attend a family member's funeral. My father was very upset with me. I understand why. This went against a lot of his assumptions and expectations, but I simply didn't want to go. I see funerals as somewhat ridiculous affairs. I cannot currently think of one good reason to attend them, but many reasons not to. What are your thoughts on funerals and my behavior?
Let the dead bury the dead. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Cheddar Bob, just a heads up, the JLP Talk member channel is only available in Italy? And he has a question mark at the end. And I don't know what he's talking about. I asked him to clarify. But everything appears to be working fine on our end. But I could be wrong.
Thank you for letting us know. Hey, got it. You can't make it right.
No, I don't. But thank you, Cheddar Bob. Let us know. Charles says, Jesus in the temple is the only instance Christians reference to show Jesus was angry. If Jesus didn't get angry at the people facing his death, what makes them think he was angry about the temple?
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
They even spit on him.
So Jesus only got angry one time. What the? Very good point. Amazing. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf, Jesse, is it true that Trump called on the show? By the way, I finally understand what you mean when you say, before God made dust, he made me. We are truly one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf, on the BQ, when you remember God, is it...
Can you know God and reject him?
When you remember God, it is impossible to reject him. Also, bad doesn't even exist. It's only good. It's all done, says Bulgar Wolf.
Thank you. I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Nick LeBoy says, I used to raise my daughter with, quote-unquote, righteous anger. I watched it push her further into darkness in my wife's arms until I dropped my anger and raised her with the love of patience and understanding.
Right on. Thank you. That's amazing.
Games for Rec gifted the can on pills, and Aries won 355 gold pills. Thank you, guys.
Right on. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, so a female cop shoots a Jewish rabbi outside a dirty video office in Canada while hiding from a Marxist gunman who killed an immigrant officer named Muhammad. Amazing. I love clown world. Honk, honk, says Pastor Chatelet.
Is that something that really happened?
Well, some of the details may be inexact or untrue after all, but that was what right-wing media was kind of reporting and other stuff.
That what?
That in Canada, this female officer shot a Jewish man who was misidentified as a rabbi, according to AI. I looked into it. Outside, a pornography office or something in Canada, while this woman cop was... hiding from a Marxist gunman. He was kind of anti-capitalist and anti this, anti that. He was anti a lot of different interesting things. Who killed an immigrant officer named Muhammad. Her partner, the female officer's partner, died, got shot and killed by the gunman. Wow. According to this Canada story that Anchor Baby was reporting on, I don't know if you've covered it yet.
No, I've not heard. Right now, I don't remember hearing it until right now about it.
Okay. Yeah, it happened up in Montreal, I believe.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
I wasn't aware of that, Pastor Chatelain.
People are calling him an incel.
Calling who the incel?
The guy who committed the attack. I believe he was identified as Seth Scott Hatfield, the suspect. Mm-hmm. And it's unconfirmed, although it looked, according to what I heard from Anchor Baby off air, it looked like the female officer did shoot the bystander who was trying to get other people to safety, and then he was maybe running towards her. She turned and seemed to shoot him.
Really?
But it was maybe crossfire. We don't know. They're investigating.
Did he survive?
No, he got killed.
The Jewish man?
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish man got killed by the officer, according to your
Seemingly.
Report?
Seemingly.
Really?
Yep. They're investigating and confirming the details, but...
What a mess!
Yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't aware of that.
68-year-old Michael Moshe Mizrahi. But he was misidentified as a rabbi, according to the community.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Whew.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Pastor Chatelain,
yeah,
for the info.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Which may be false, but I don't know.
Right. I don't know either.
Very nice. And let me just double check over on the... current YouTube supers. Half Black Tony says, can I say this word? Dang. Punchy. I didn't know you could sing like that. Shout out.
That boy know he can sing.
Santiago.
Amazing. Thank you.
Santino. Jesse, I know it is not Country and Western Tuesday, but could you play Pete's song? It's so amazing.
It is an amazing song. We'll look into it. Let's see as we move forward today.
Jim in Alaska has been a member for 5 months. Thank you, sir.
Jim. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.
Mondo Bizarro. Welcome, JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Oh, no. There is one more. Nick LaBoy says, New York has 724,475 Muslims. 95% aren't natural-born citizens, per him. Or a unit party allows them to vote, so you have Muslims electing Muslims and traitorous, seditious sympathizers.
Repeat that.
750,000 Muslims, roughly.
In New York.
95% are not natural-born citizens, per Nick LaBoy. I haven't looked into this. Our unit party allows them to vote, meaning the Democrats and rhinos. Right. So you have Muslims electing Muslims and traitorous, seditious sympathizers.
You know what's really bad about this, and it's not a good thing that Muslims are getting into our government, and is look at what happened to Detroit already. There are portions of Detroit where the Muslims have taken over, and it is not pretty. Really. And then you got Ilion, whatever her name is. Look what's happened as a result. Another Muslim in our government and in our country. Y'all need to pay attention to what's truly going on, not what the media says, but what's truly happening in Europe. It's the exact same thing that is taking over America. Okay, I warn you, just like I warned white people 30-something years ago, y'all need to start speaking up. It's only going to get worse if you don't. Look what happened. Amazing.
Gregatron, yesterday when those people were saying justice for baby so-and-so, the baby who was shot because the mom was running from police.
Yeah.
I was saying justice for baby Jessica's daddy.
That's right. Everybody get justice but baby Jessica's daddy. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Quick break, and I'll be back in a moment. have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's Coffee. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone.
Fallen state.
When you say un-F America, what does that mean?
We think that America's f***ed right now, and we're trying to un-f*** it.
What the?
Trump has been in for 18 months, and it's been an absolute disaster every step of the way.
What is right-wing extremism?
I think that they want to, like, take over every seat, fully rule Congress with Christian nationalists. I think that's their end goal.
July is White History Month. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
As you know, this is the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Pardon the long break. We're at JLP. We'll be right back, y'all. Just having to take care of some things. I want to make sure that you guys know and remember to donate to Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. In an hour and a half, the office opens 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 Central, noon Eastern. And you can call the Bond office, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or go to jlptalk.com and click the donate button. The silent prayer is also on the jlptalk.com page, which redirects, as you may know, to jesseleepeterson.com/show. On the JLP network, as you know, is the Hake Report right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then I'm live for 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then right after the Hake Report, Monday through Thursday, American Anchor Baby, flying high on energy given to him by God, not by pot. And American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Check it out. You saw the Fallen State preview for this Friday, the Fallen State, with that woman who wants to un-bleep America. Whatever. Shout out. It seems that the more you try to un-bleep, the more you bleep. Terrible. Don't do that. And then, of course, today, 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punchy TV. It is excellent. It is ever-improving. It is awesome. I have to say, last week, I thoroughly enjoyed last week's episode 92. This week's episode 93 is sure to be riveting with Bill, the engineer and host of Punchy TV. Check it out. That's why JLP has the Punchy.TV shirt. You can get your swag, jesseleepeterson.shop. And search Punchy TV to get yours. And it's a nice fitting tri-blend t-shirt that says Punchy TV. Very profesh, which is short for professional. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Hake. Amazing. I'm back. I just see a man about a dog. What now? Let me go to Tay. I asked Tay to call back. I started a conversation with him yesterday at the end of the show. And so I asked him to call back, and he did. And I told him I would take him as soon as he called in. Tay, you gone again? Tay, call back in case your phone dropped again. What the? Tay from Asia. All the way from Asia. In the meantime, let me go to Canada and talk to Jermaine. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Amazing. You have a question that I want to answer. No, I forget because I was busy running up and down this morning. You had a question about... Sorry, I forgot now. Not the biblical question, but the other question.
Oh, do you have to know bad in order to know good?
Oh yeah, yeah. Before I fully answer this question, there's a scripture.
Are you on a speaker?
I put you on speaker because I was going to read the scripture to you. It's in Luke where it was saying, "If you of your father who's evil," something along those lines. How can you give good things to your children? And if your heavenly father's so good, I forgot how the scripture go, honestly. I was trying to thump a letter there. But it's Luke something. But no, you don't need to know evil to know good.
The question was, do you need to know bad in order to know good?
No.
And why do you say no?
Because if you go back in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they only knew good. And they went and eat from the tree of good and evil. So now they know good and evil, so they think they're God now.
When that question,
they can judge.
When that statement was made yesterday, it sounded odd to me. Even though I've heard that before, but for some reason it sounded odd. And then I asked my staff after the show, and I asked some other people yesterday, and to some of the people it sounded odd to them too. They have heard that saying before, but they kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, it was an interesting question. I'm glad it got brought up too, actually.
Me too.
When I first heard it, I was like, what the?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Yeah. But I also...
Hey, found the Luke. Go ahead, Jay.
Luke 11. If a son shall ask bread of any one of you who is a father, that he will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he... for a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him?
Amazing. Nice. Mm-hmm. I find it so interesting that people try to prove that God or Christ was angry or is angry. And they try to prove it, and knowing that nothing good comes from anger, the feeling, the thoughts of anger is all bad. The emotions that come from anger is all bad, and the effect that it has on others. But yet people try to prove that anger is good, and Jesus was angry. And I'm wondering, why would anyone want to go from one angry God to another one, small g God with Satan, to another angry God, big G God? It doesn't even make sense, but they seem to think that that's fine. They'll serve whatever evil, angry God they get. It's mind-blowing to me.
I mean, it kind of makes sense why they would say that.
Why?
Because they have anger and they're trying to justify their anger.
That is why they're saying they definitely have anger and they think it's good.
Yeah. I was going to take an attempt at the biblical question too, but I'm not too sure because, what was it again? Can you remind me, Jesse?
Can you know God and reject him?
You know, I would say yes.
And why do you say yes?
Because back to the beginning again, Adam and Eve, they know the truth. They were one with the Father, and they went into the thought and got all the knowledge, and they separated from God after that.
Amazing. Thank you, Jermaine, about that. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Very interesting, though. Thank you.
All right, Jesse, we'll chat again.
All right, buddy. Bye. Okay. Let me go to Tay out of Asia. Tay, you are on the air. Hey, Tay.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
You can hear me clear now?
I can now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we was talking about... a conversation yesterday about isolation.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully my phone don't go out because I'm in a bad spot. But
no, right now you sound fine. But you're clear and everything.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know if you remember the combo we was having, but I was just basically saying, like, telling you that, like, ever since, like, you know, like, I felt like a spiritual change in me. Like, I know it's the Holy Spirit, you know, and I've been led to the truth. Like, I've been feeling isolated. Like, I know I have God in me for sure. But I guess the devil is trying to deceive me, like, and you said, try to give me a false sense of comfort. Is it normal for me to feel isolated, though?
That's an interesting question. Let me ask first, respond this way. What would happen if you never thought of you again?
I mean, I mean, I'm kind of like, I can't say I'm kind of there. It's just like sometimes the thoughts, like, it's kind of like I'm not fully like there yet. Like, I'm getting better like at it, because I used to be like so like compelled and controlled by them.
Right.
But the more like, I mean, I guess me being alone is beneficial, because the more I'm alone, the more I get to know myself and to know that the thoughts are not me, rather than like being around people. Because when I kind of think about it, when I'm around people, it's kind of like the thoughts kind of like go away, but they really don't go away because I'm distracting myself. But when I'm alone, it's like I can like see myself. Like, so I guess it is beneficial, but I don't think about myself. What do you think about that? But I don't think about myself as much, but it's just the thoughts though.
Right. What would happen if you never thought about you again? What would happen? If you never thought of you being lonely, if you never thought of you being this or anything, what would happen if you never thought of you again?
I'll just be existing, and I'll just be like a little kid, I guess.
One thing for sure, and this I promise, if you never thought of you again, you would disappear, and you would see that there never was a you at all. That your life, that the thing that you call life, human life, is not life at all. It is an illusion. It's only just a thought. So when the thought come that, oh, I'm isolated, I'm lonely. If you were to just let the thought come and go, just let it pass, you would see that that is a lie. Ain't no way you could be lonely, because you don't exist. That it's another, but when you call it you, I am lonely, you say, yeah, I am lonely. You create another false identity that now you got to overcome again. It's nothing but a thought. There and just absolutely no you at all. You don't exist. It's just a thought. You have a body, and you live in your body, but you are not the body. You are not the emotions. You are not the thoughts. All of those things are illusions. That's what you got to die from by not saying that you're lonely. Don't go with it when it tells you that. It's lying to you, because it needs you to react to it so it can stay alive in you and pretend to be you. Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I'm just soaking it up. Basically, it's just thoughts, like me just escaping into my imagination when I was traumatized as a kid. Like, but it's just a false sense of loneliness. It's not true
at all. It's just a thought. There's no tay to be there to be lonely. It's just, so I would suggest you start when that thought of loneliness come along and it tells you that you are isolated, you're working on your spiritual life, nobody want to play with you, and you don't like being around people anymore, and now you're lonely. And then and because you believe the thought, an emotion comes along that says, see, you feel loneliness. It's all a lie. It's an illusion. It's not you at all. It's just a thought. There's no you there to think about.
Okay, that makes sense.
You cannot.
Can I ask you something else?
You cannot and do not has ever been lonely. It's impossible. If you don't exist, how can you be lonely? Just because I'm lonely don't mean I'm alone. You can't be lonely until you don't exist.
Right. I do have another question that just popped in mind.
Okay.
So, like, I would say, like, maybe sometime like almost 2 years ago. Because I told you, like, before I came across you, like, I already, like, you know, awakened to the truth in me.
Yes.
And I would say, like, I would, like, see thoughts and stuff, right? Like, and, like, I would just, like, I would just get shocked. Like, I didn't know what it was. And I would just, like, I was like, am I crazy? Like, because I didn't know what it was. Like, and I guess I was. It was the first time me seeing them. Like, when I guess when the light of God, like, you know, when God did his thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we became one, I guess, like, I seen it. But I was, like, I didn't understand what was going on, right? But I would say, like, almost a year in, like, I just completely, like, isolated myself away from the world. Like, just me and God, like, I won't talk to no women, like, ever look like none of that, like no drinking or smoking or none of that. And I would say, like, the thoughts kind of went away. Like, it's like I had a clear mind, right?
Yes.
Like, everything was very clear and I didn't have any thoughts at all.
Absolutely.
But I would say, like, months fast forward, right? I started exposing myself, like, to the world, right? Like, unconsciously, because I started, like, people started coming to me and stuff, like with temptations and stuff, and I guess I went unconscious, and then I started partying again, and I started, like, talking to women again, going down that rabbit hole, and then it's, like, the thoughts and stuff came back, bro. Like, it's weird. Like, it's so weird, bro. Like, how does that sound to you? Is that possible? Like,
yeah, it is possible.
It's so weird, bro.
But don't make it a big deal. Just realize you got caught up in a thought. You went out into the world, and you gave into the temptations of the world, which is of the thought. Just realize you're in a thought. Don't make it a big deal at all, and just practice being present again. That's all you do. Don't call it losing out or that you're back or that you God's not with you or anything. Don't give it any other than watching those thoughts, don't give it any other identity. It just, all you did was just got caught up in a thought again. So just come back to present. God is still with you. It is still working. You're still in the light and you're fine. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. And eventually, that won't happen again anymore.
What do you mean by that? It won't happen again anymore.
When you, as you practice staying in the light, you're going to get to the point where you cannot go back into the darkness of your imagination. So it's not a big deal.
So, like, being tempted and doing and engaging in things that carries me away from the light into the darkness, that, I guess, going unconscious, then that could make the... Well, obviously, because the thoughts are just demons. So I open myself up to the thoughts to come back, right? By engaging with the devil.
Yes, absolutely.
By, like, my physical actions, right?
Your thoughts came first, and then the action came.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This journey, man, I'm just learning, you know, because I'm still like a baby in the spirit. So, like,
that's why you went back like that for me, because you're a baby and you didn't know then. It wasn't clear to you. But stay with it and it will be made clear, all right?
Yeah, okay, I got you. It's just like when things happen like that, I guess it's just God just make us stronger.
No, don't even think about that. Just come back to the present. Don't get, oh, God making me strong. That's another thought.
All right.
You don't want to think about God.
All right.
Stay with it, man.
Okay, yeah. Stay away from thoughts. Yeah. All right.
All right, Tay.
All right.
Bye. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the faint news, but the hate news. When I come back, straight to the phone. Back in a moment. Thank you. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It was the first hour of Manhood Hour. First hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show on Wednesdays is Black Excellence, and then it's 2 hours of Manhood Hour. Very cool. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to any other Super Chats and more great stories. There is one line open. You can call in, young or old, to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show in this final hour of the JLP's show today. But it is hate news, not fake news. And after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. And then you get an hour off between Anchor Baby ending and Punchy TV beginning. Punchy TV with Bill today. Check it out. Meta has unveiled, or is unveiling something like this, a new line of AI glasses. Don't know if I'd ever heard of AI glasses. Interesting. And is extremely hot, according to, that was a CNN little side note. On AP, far left extremist off the deep end outlet AP News, Associated Press, say it's extremely hot, they say, in London. Fan on full power, meaning they don't have AC, I guess. And Europeans are having to deal with the heat, and they've taken pictures, AP has. Also in the news, Mamdani proved his endorsement power, supposedly. In New York's primaries, Trump is set to meet with increasingly frustrated GOP senators and 8 people convicted in Texas, a Texas Immigration Center shooting. Antifa, I think they were, and a protest are sentenced to decades in prison. One getting 100 years. Wow. Finally, a little bit of justice in this world, I suppose. New York City Mayor Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani, waded into the Democrat House primaries to boost 3 so-called progressives, progressively worse and evil, over establishment-backed candidates. All 3 of Mamdani's candidates won on Tuesday, yesterday, defeating 2 incumbents and essentially ensuring that 2 self-described democratic socialists will be, meaning communists, will be elected to Congress in their deep blue districts. The mob is for evil over there. The mayor said it was a question of electing quote-unquote better Democrats who quote, put working people back at the heart of politics, unquote. No, buddy, that's Trump. Nice. Trump, speaking of, our greatest president heads to the Capitol to speak with GOP senators who have grown increasingly frustrated with him. President Donald J. Trump on Wednesday will attend a closed-door Senate GOP luncheon, if he's not already there, for the first time in more than a year. The president has pressured senators for months to focus on his proof of citizenship voting bill, the Save America Act. Yeah, see, the rest of us are frustrated with them while they're so-called frustrated with him, right? Even though he supposedly doesn't have the votes to pass. What a mess. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves. to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to run. But you would love to listen to the show. As it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we are going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I don't know why we got the church service up there, but okay. It's Friday. Not Friday. My bad. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, last hour, second, and the third hour is man. And we take all calls, but it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, nice. A man is a male nice. Return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way. Mess. You're looking at evil.
That one's called anger.
Yeah.
Authorities say the adults, now identified by the family's lawyer as the boy's mother and her friend, tried to get away, driving toward and nearly hitting an officer.
She got anger, you know that anger.
And did you feel that? A socialist earthquake overnight as three Zoran Mamdani-backed challengers win their Democrat primaries and drag their party even further to the left.
All that anger.
One word to describe your next chapter. One word.
Fun.
Me.
What the? Satan must be mighty pleased. He has convinced human beings that the emotion anger is good. May God have mercy on your soul. That's why you can't change anyone. You can't help anyone. Because once they believe a lie, all they're trying to prove that the lie is real and true. So let people suffer. They have the life that they want. Let me go to a first time call out of Australia. Heard around the world. Dylan. I'm talking about dialogue.
Nice, Philip.
Dylan, you're on the air.
My name is Philip.
Philip. Oh, they wrote.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse.
They wrote dialogue or something. Philip, welcome, buddy.
Well, you're famous here anyway, but the thing is you're famous worldwide, but I know you don't care for that, but my thing is, obviously I watch YouTube a lot, I scour the internet, and I see lots of things on the internet where black and white people are great friends and, you know, they're really good. And I see all this positive stuff. But then, well, most of the people that say there's a big race divide are usually Democrats, you know, and so, it's like they're pushing this divide, you know. And then, but then when you see the reality of it, most people don't care, you know. But the thing is like, here in Australia, it's sort of filtering here in a way, I guess, in some way. But it's like people want to make something out of nothing. You know, it's like I understand there was a lot of race issues and there is a lot of race issues here in Australia, you know, whatever this and that. But, well, for instance, I go to a church. I only go to this church because it's the closest church to me. And they're all Sudanese immigrants. You know, and they came here legally. I used to be the only white person in that church. Now there's about 10 of us, you know, that are white. I don't even like saying white and black anyway. It doesn't bother me. But the thing is the church is growing. It's really good and everything like that. And then, see, I was at the train station the other day with my friend and we were walking to a park, whatever, and then had this Asian kid, a kid with that was dark, maybe black skinned. I don't know if he was Indian or African, I'm not sure. And then a couple of white kids and stuff, and they were kicking around a football. And these kids aren't racist. They don't care about race. They're just friends, you know. And then my friend goes to me, the media is trying to push this race divide against everybody. I mean, tell these four kids that are playing football, I mean, they don't give a crap, you know, whatever. So it's, and when I see the American media, now I know a lot about politics because I watch a lot of stuff, but and they say Trump is a racist. Well, tell me how Trump's a racist. What the hell has Trump done that makes him a racist? I don't understand that. And I watched a video before he was even president, you know, because I had this African-American woman and she'd snuck into the Trump Towers and was staying in a room. Yes, she was committing a crime. She was staying in a room and, you know, whatever this and that. Anyway, found out that she was there. Asked her to come, he had her come up to his office and everything like that. And what, you know what he did? He let her stay there, let her have all the free meals she wanted, and he went out of his way to make sure she had fresh flowers every single day. Is that a racist? I don't think so. And so, you know, and nobody cares about the good things that man does. I know he's not perfect, but the thing is like, the race issue is just promoted so much and pushed on people, and then there's people that don't even think about it, and then all of a sudden they're thinking about it, because I just think it's a load of BS, whatever, and I know there is racism in the world, I understand that, but the thing is, they're pushing it, like they're trying to sell it, you know, like, oh yes, there's a race divide and everything's terrible and everything like that. Nobody will ever talk about Trump giving that woman permanent residence in the Trump Towers and giving her free meals every day and a bunch of free flowers every day. No one's going to say that.
Well, one thing I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, Trump is not a racist. Not at all.
I don't think he is either. Of course he's not. He's not a racist.
They're saying that because Trump is of good and Trump is doing a good job of making America great again. He's waking the people up to what's really going on, the Democratic Party and the right-o Republicans. And they don't want that to happen because they want the people to be divided. They want them to be asleep so that they can control them in order to get votes and money and so-called power for themselves. And they hate the fact that Trump is exposing that. They hate Trump for that reason and that reason only.
Mm. Well, let me tell you something. We're very tied to America, Australia is. So it's very important to us who's in office in America, because under Biden, Our oil prices were crazy. You call them gas. We call them petrol. But the thing is everything was hard here. And, you know, we're very financially tied to your country. But when Trump got in, everything started to get better here in Australia. And we were very blessed in that way, you know. And Trump's pretty awesome. But the thing is but then you've got people with green hair and tattoos and all the crazy sort of piercings. And they're the ones at the forefront, you know, hate Trump, hate everything, whatever this and that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So Trump is not a racist. America is better off because of Trump. And it's going to get
better. I believe that.
It's going to get better as far as physical way and because of Trump. That's for sure. As a matter of fact, the whole world is going to get better because of Trump.
Well, see, if you have a good person in office in America, it helps Australia because we need that, you know. And the thing is like, what blows my mind? Well, the ladies on The View, I mean, they shouldn't even be on television, you know. They lie so much, and then whatever, and
promoting evil. They are promoting evil.
But you know what? If you scour the internet to find proof that Trump's a racist, you'll never find it.
Right. Absolutely.
And the thing is all you can find is people saying he's a racist.
Yeah. But it's not
and,
true.
Of course he's not a racist. And then at my church, whatever, these Sudanese people, they come from a very hard background, you know, whatever. There was war and everything there. And, yeah, there are a bunch of Sudanese kids that come off the plane and they're teenagers and they didn't grow up here. And, yes, they're causing a bit of crime and it gets in the news. But the thing is my church isn't a black church or a white church. It's just a church.
Right on.
And we've got about 10 or so people now that are white that go there.
You mentioned
that. I don't even like counting the numbers because as far as I'm concerned, we're all God's creatures. I don't care what your skin is. You know, the thing is like we could be a green church. We could all have green skin, you know, but the thing is I really feel the media is pushing a racist agenda.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're trying to push it on people.
They want to divide and conquer, Philip. Philip, I got to run because of time. I appreciate your call. Call me again.
Yeah, you're a blessing, Jesse. You're awesome. And, Jesse, can I say something? You should come to Australia and do a speaking tour because I know so many people that would pay tickets to come and see you.
I will. I definitely will. We're working on something right now. Thank you.
Fantastic. I'll come and see you, man.
Right on.
All right, take care. God bless America.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, Philip. I want to show you this cell phone footage from KTLA 5. Some of you may have heard of this cell phone footage capture a seemingly random, violent, and frightening attack inside a Simi Valley Target store on Wednesday night. And it is amazing. Watch it from KTLA 5.
Micah, hi, good evening. That man had just stopped here at the store with his son and daughter when this terrifying situation unfolded, and he told us he had no choice but to intervene.
Are you okay?
The violence erupted out of nowhere. A woman randomly attacked and choked in the clothing section of the Simi Valley Target Wednesday night.
We started hearing screaming from across the store.
Unsure what was happening, several Good Samaritans and store workers rushed over to help.
The lady that was being choked, she looked like she was basically unconscious.
He was choking her.
Oh, my gosh.
She was almost dead. I don't know who's that guy.
Okay? Andy Garby didn't hesitate as the man attacked anyone who tried to intervene.
Get the out of the store.
My dad, he did not doubt himself at all. He went right into the fight and started attacking the guy.
And he got way too close to my daughter, so then that's when the daddy came out and me and I started hitting him.
He fought off the guy while his son Grant rolled the video with his 4-year-old sister also witnessing it all. The store was evacuated as the man roamed around and attacked a teenager.
Call 911.
The suspect just jumped on his back and started attacking him, which then I started attacking him again.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? And it's gonna get worse. The cops cornered this guy and took him into custody, according to KTLA 5.
Get on the ground.
Cops cornered the guy and eventually took him into custody. As terrifying as it was,
the police officers and some of the other victims said that she was, if we didn't jump in, she probably would have died.
I would consider him a hero. I'm very proud of him, of course. I'm happy it didn't end up any worse.
And that woman who was choked was taken to the hospital. We're told she's recovering. As for the suspect, he had just gotten out of jail the day before. He's now back behind bars facing a slew of charges. We did speak to his family this evening. They told us a few years back he was a hardworking guy, a good dad, but drugs and mental illness got the best of him, and they are still praying that one day he might make a recovery.
Amazing, huh? Now you see why they don't want to put them in prisons and mental hospitals. They want them out so they can do this to you, put fear in you, bring fear to you, and you vote for them. They'll come back and say, hey, vote for me. I'm saving you. Like Karen Bass. I'm mama, and Big Mama going to take care of you. Give me another 5 years and I'll do it. And you vote the same people in over and over and over again. According to Google, he had just served 3 months for lewd acts and assault of a police officer. Only 3 months. And he had gotten out of jail less than 48 hours before this happen. And it's gonna get worse. No, you can't put him in jail. That's racism. You can't put him in jail. Put the white man in jail, not the black man. That's racism. If you put one black man, you gotta put two white men. And you fall for the lie. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Philip called from Australia. Shout out to Philip. And he said that he mentioned Trump let some woman stay at one of his hotels. I had not heard of that before at all. And someone just texted me and said, to keep it real about the homeless lady staying at Trump Hotel. This is from AP Assessment. It's false. The Trump organization told the Associated Press in 2016 that there was no viable utility to the video, so it was not real, according to the Associated Press. But Philip, I understand you're still right. Trump is not a racist. But it sounded like that story of some woman staying at a hotel wasn't true, according to AP. Amazing. I told you about all these quote-unquote evil socialists that won, beat out the Democrats last night in New York, and that it's only going to get worse, not going to get better. No way. Well, apparently, Donald Trump feels the same way. He can see reality of what's going on. In New York Post is reported, President Trump predicted that New York will only get worse after two socialist candidates, backed by Mandami, won Democratic congressional primaries in the Big Apple on Tuesday night. Watch this from Fox News.
That's right, Carly and Todd. New York City Mayor Zohra Mamdani says the results of Tuesday's primaries were the beginning of a political movement. One of the far-left candidates he backed beat a five-term incumbent in New York's 13th congressional district. Congressman Adriano Espaillat, the chair of the Hispanic Congressional Caucus, lost his seat to Democratic Socialist Darielisa Avila Chevalier. In New York's 10th congressional district, Mamdani backed progressive leader Brad Lander, ousted Congressman Dan Goldman, who was the lead prosecutor in Trump's first impeachment trial. And in New York's 7th congressional district, another Democratic Socialist member, Claire Valdez, won the Democratic nomination. Chevalier and Lander have said they want to abolish ICE. They've also been critical of Israel. Valdez, meanwhile, wants a state takeover of utilities and housing and unions for all, and said Free Palestine was on the ballot.
Solidarity is the force that we need to vanquish Trump's fascism, to abolish ICE, and to stand up to the billionaires.
Abolish ICE. Free Palestine. Organize your union. And join DSA.
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And because you listen to these females, New York will suffer. This is exactly what's happening in Europe. And it's bad in Europe. It's happening here, right in front of your eyes. And it's interesting to see evil take over like that. It's interesting how evil take over you within. And then it take over you without inside of others, in your own country. Have you heard enough stories yet about what happened in South Africa when those socialists took hold over there? Look what's happening in Europe and now here. NBC News is reporting that an 18-year-old suspect, and Donald Trump is right. And he can see the writing on the wall. I know why most people can't see it. They don't want to see it. NBC is reporting that an 18-year-old suspect is in custody following a shooting in a library in Chino, California, that left two adults dead and one child injured. NBC News.
Tonight, new video shows a teenage suspect face down, being dragged and pinned by police minutes after authorities say a gunman fired 8 rounds inside this public library in Chico, California, killing 2 adults and wounding a young girl. Identified as 18-year-old Bradley Scott Sayer, authorities say he'd walked through the library prior to the attack before returning with a shotgun to attempt a Columbine-style massacre.
Is that the suspect was a fan and a fan for some time of social media involving Columbine-type shootings, the kind of school shootings, and had unfortunately made a deep dive into that social media community.
Shortly after the shooting Monday night, the city police chief described the desperate call for help.
We had an open 911 line that you could hear gunshots and people screaming.
Officials say within 4 minutes, police flooded the neighborhood and made the arrest.
As they made entry, the suspect fled out the back of the library where Chico police officers had already set a perimeter.
Amazing. What's going on? The 18-year-old suspect graduated from the local high school earlier this month, and a local police have found no connection to the victims. Watch this.
Social media posts show the suspect graduating from the local high school earlier this month, now expected to be charged with 2 counts of murder in the first degree. Authorities say they believe he was acting alone and have found no connection to the victims. Identified tonight as 74-year-old Robert Johnson and 46-year-old Jacob Hull. Hull died protecting the injured child, who is yet to be named, according to her family. The suspect is scheduled for an initial court appearance on Thursday. His parents have not replied to a request for comment from NBC News, but have spoken with law enforcement.
earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And it's only going to get worse. And there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, except you overcome evil in your heart, and you'll be fine. Let me go to Adrian out of Florida. Adrian, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Adrian.
Sorry to ask that question. We know you're well. Just that's what you do when you call.
Amazing.
So I don't know why I keep having trouble trying to talk to you, but I'm going to get it out of... I know today's not Friday. It's not get it off your chest day, but I think that I'm having a little trouble with the fact that I see the writing on the wall in America and across the country. And sometimes I can't even listen to you or watch other shows because it's just so much of the writing on the wall in your face. You know, it's not going to get better. And you see it not getting better. And I understand that it's thoughts, and there's nothing I could do about any of this. But I don't know what's wrong with me, but it just bothers me so much to see the ridiculousness that I see every day or when I'm scrolling on the internet, like the just outrageous lies and just the stupidity. And I just wonder sometimes, how does that look, knowing that you live in a country that's being destroyed and you're watching other countries be destroyed? How does that look for someone who's growing, I guess, in their relationship with Christ? Because sometimes I just feel like I just want to bury my head in a pillow and just not look at anything or anyone because it's just so unbelievable to me. Am I just crazy? Am I not holding on to my faith or entertaining things I shouldn't be entertaining? But it physically makes me sick. I don't know what to do about it sometimes.
And your question,
that was a lot.
And your question is what?
My question is, that's right, make me home it in. How does that look to be a Christian or to love God and be in the middle of a disaster? Like, you still live in California. How does that look? I just don't... It's like being in an airplane and the pilot's about to commit suicide. There's nothing I could do. I'm stuck in the airplane with that person. I don't know how to feel. Sometimes I want to cry, but then I'm like,
cried
"Who's crying
over you?"
I know.
And what a just fool like it. I've been.
Yeah, I just don't. Sometimes I just don't know how to feel. It's unfamiliar. As you're walking and you're holding on to Christ and you're, I mean, to God, and you're understanding that things are out of your control and you start to see it more and more. I just don't understand how we survive in this country when it's probably not going to be a country anymore. Where am I going? And it hurts my whole body. What's wrong with me?
So your question is, what's wrong with you?
I guess.
Is that your
whatever
question?
You can gather out of all I just spewed to you.
You have no love.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you haven't overcome the wickedness of your heart. You have anger. You and the devil are one. Can you hold for a minute, Adrian?
Yes, yes.
Let me take a quick break. Stretch off on pills.net. And I'll be right back. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-77 Jesse. Quick announcement. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. And yes, Maze, he does understand the blacks. He knows how to deal with the blacks. He knows what's wrong with the blacks. And you can challenge him, Mace. Call him up between 11 and 1 and ask him, explain to me about the blacks. He'll be able to do it. He is the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And then Bill, don't mess with Bill. No. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. Brand new live episode of Bill on Punch and TV. Made, huh? At 1 p.m., at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Pacific time. And I do shout-outs for you, personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-out, shout-out, encouragement, whatever your shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson or shoutout.fans, FANS/JesseLeePeterson. All right, and you're going to love them. And you, and you, and you, you're going to love me. Love me. Love me. Amazing. Let me go back to Adrian out of Florida. Adrian.
So I have no love.
You have no love. And as a result, you and your father, the devil, are one, and you're living in fear. And it feels like what's happening in the world, it feels like it's happening to you, but it's not at all. It's just that because your heart is dark, you can't see. I would suggest that, and do what you want, but I would suggest that you drop the anger by forgiving so that you can be in the world and not of the world, and you will see what's going on and won't be bothered by it at all because you would know that it's not happening to you.
Right, but who am I forgiving? What do I say? I mean, I don't...
Have you forgiven your mother?
I mean, yeah, I've done all of that.
You told her?
Yes.
I
told my mother. I told my father. I've even changed my mind about people that I was secretly having attitudes about, and I see where I was wrong. And I know you've mentioned, you know, you can't go to everyone, but I've seen the error. Right. I've told God I'm wrong about it, and I don't deny that.
Oh,
there's
good. Okay. Well, are you doing
this, of it there?
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes.
Every morning, every night.
Every morning, every night, and I even try to sit during the day or try to come back to my body. Sometimes when I have like a bunch of overwhelming thoughts, I sit outside on my back porch and look out in the sky because it's so expansive. And I just kind of visualize them just going up there and just going away because there's not, I can't, the white noise is always there. I can't stop it. So my fake fear of the world, America being destroyed and watching the hypocrisy every day is still anger on my part.
Yeah, you're believing the thoughts and feeling. What would happen if you never thought about you again?
Oh, my God, I try to do that. I try to do that. I try to do that because it's exhausting. All right.
What do you mean by you try to do it? Explain.
Because I'll sit and be like, I'll say out loud, that's not you. Like, I'll have a full argument to try to go in my head. And I'll see it, and I'll be like, stop. That's not you. That's not your feelings. That's not your voice.
Yeah.
Just stop. Like you say to stop. So I'm actively.
Okay. Well, here's what I recommend.
Want to be one with God.
That's
but
good.
It hurts.
But what?
I said, but it hurts to see your country destroyed.
Why?
And it's not going to stop.
Why? Why does it hurt?
Because where do I go?
Don't worry about
where
that.
Where do I? I don't know.
You're already home with the
don't
Father, so
that.
You're where you should be. You're fine. And what's happening in the world is happening to the people who are lost, and they have the life that they want. But you are fine if you stay in present and don't identify with the world, because the world is going crazy. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, Adrian, what's going to happen to you? Where will you go? The world falling apart. Your world is fine. You'll be fine.
It's a thought.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more quick thing then.
Okay, don't forget the other quick thing. But it's just a thought. I promise you that. And it's not real.
All right, so this is phony, false feelings I'm having.
100%.
Still able to deceive me. Okay.
And you think that
when
it's happening
I
to
say,
you.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, it's like if they have socialists in office and now you're voting against, I'm a retired person, and you're voting against things that are affecting how I live on the land and everything. But you're right, because God will take care of his. And I got to know that in my heart, in my soul, in my bones.
Yes.
I'm trying to get there.
Well,
I'm not almost there. I'm not almost anywhere.
Right.
But.
And you know it by not listening to thought. If you just stop, watch those thoughts, but don't cooperate with them. Don't believe the devil when he tempts you to and try to condemn you. Stop cooperating. And I promise you, you'll be just, in the midst of everything, you will have perfect peace.
Yeah, because I look at you and I'm like, how can you report the stuff you report every day and be fine? But you're consistent, so, and I know God's working through you. But one more quick thing, prayer for other people. I try my best. Like, even if an evil thought comes in my head about someone that I don't have a problem with, but it brings up something for the past, I go, that's not me. I wish them well. But I feel like I'm missing something. I don't know if I should be specific with names, which doesn't make sense because God knows my heart, but how do I pray for this nation and other? I just, you know, I was raised in the Christianese thing, so, you know, the loud, out loud praying, acting like our prayers are really important when we're laying hands on someone, we're about to fix it, and it's not.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure one more time that I'm properly praying for others, including those that the devil tries to pop up in my head and say, I got a problem with them.
God, let your will be done for these folks. Or I wish y'all well. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
That's really just it.
You
There's
don't
nothing
know,
else to it. He knows how to interpret it.
You don't know what to pray for yourself. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. So how can you pray for someone else?
Right, but it also says to pray for your enemies. I know I
you
don't
pray
know
for
what
your
I want
enemy
or what
by
I need.
Not,
I've seen that.
You pray for your enemy by not hating your enemy. When you don't resent them, you're just whatever you're wishing them well. Because the one thing, if you stay with this agent, you will see and know for sure every adult human being on the planet, they have the life that they want. They want to, those who want to be free are free. They have dropped the anger. They don't play God. They don't judge. Their hearts are no longer wicked. Those who want to be miserable and love thrills of judgment and anger and resentment and try to make themselves feel better, they love it. They want to be that way. And so don't ever want for anyone that, because you're wanted for them for something that they don't even want for themselves. And human beings are so evil and jealous and everything, they'll try to destroy you.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I just want to make sure that I'm...
You don't know what to pray for someone else.
That I,
You don't know. If you can, huh? You can hear.
No, I really didn't hear. I really didn't hear that little bit. But all I'm saying is...
But you don't know what to pray for
anyone
else. You don't know what to ask for. That's why you said, I wish you well, and then God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, whatever your will is.
All right, I say that. All right, I know I can't change anyone, and I've seen the changes in me where I don't want to tell somebody something anymore. I see subtle things. I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to give him...
Right.
I see subtle changes. I just wanted to make sure that I'm praying the proper way.
Yes.
I know I can't change any bad. I don't even bother my daughter anymore.
Right.
She
on.
Told me off once 3 years ago about that. So, but I'm glad. I'd rather get hurt up front by the truth and then
absolutely.
Work it out and then be lied to. All right, thank you so much.
You stay with it, Adrian.
Love you all.
Love you too. You stay with it, all right?
I most certainly will. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Nice talk to you too. Bye.
Bye. Let me go to Slim out of Maryland. Slim, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Slim.
I was calling to answer the biblical question then.
Can you know God and reject him?
I would say no.
And why do you say no?
And the reason I would say no is because, in my opinion, the only reason that, and this is for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but the only reason that we know God, and not, like you say all the time, not just the idea of God, like truly know God. The only reason you know him is because you didn't reject him in the beginning. Like, God is not somewhere like begging us to come and you know, be in alignment with him and follow him. He made himself available. And unless most of us forgot how we got here, all of us got here because we were looking. At least me, I was, you know, I was searching, I was looking. So he made himself available, and it's our choice to come and be a part of him. No, that's like somebody going to the market and being like, hey, I'm going to the market. If you need something, you can go with me. And you being like, no, I reject. You're not rejecting them. You're just choosing not to go to the market. You know what I mean? So
amazing.
It's like that situation. Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, that's amazing, Slim. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I just, I've been going through a lot, man. I try not to bother you because I'm working on myself. And I realize when I call you, I get excited, and, you know, because going through this situation, it's not really a lot of people you can talk to. So
right.
Talking to you is an amazing thing to be able to do. So my girl left. We had a house together and everything. We was going through some issues. I'm not going to ask you if you remember, but I called you a while ago and we was having a conversation, and I told you that she had got mad and went downstairs and grabbed a knife and came back upstairs and stabbed the pillow.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That stuff. And you was like, get out of there, get out of there.
I remember that.
So it got to the point where I had to call the police, man. She got a little handsy, and I had to call the police, man, and they came. I got a report, got everything on paper, and she, I told her, I said, listen, we can't stay together, with the way you're acting and the actions you're taking. So, and we had a house. I already knew the decisions I made. I wasn't upset with any of my decisions. So I told her, I said, listen, you can stay here. We can co-parent. We can do this thing together. I don't have anything against you. And after, I want to say 3 weeks, she just decided one day, she was like, I'm leaving. If you don't want to be with me and all that, I can't live here. And I wanted to so bad get upset and be, but because she's taking my child, we got a child together. So she's taking the child, and I wanted to be upset, but I'm like, in what world would that help me? Getting upset, fighting with her.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like just let go. And it's been, she left in November, and this has been the most beautiful 9 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's crazy because I won't bother her. I won't call her. Right. I won't be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And sorry about the noise. God still gives me the ability to see my daughter. Like, she still has stuff in the house. So she'll come through and pop up. She won't call me. This is how petty she is. She won't call me and be like, hey, I'm coming through. Just wanted to make sure you were home. You know, she'll just stop past. And I have to intentionally not do anything. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I don't hang out just so I can stay available for my daughter. Also, it's really no need to be going out. I got a daughter to worry about. I can't be out here in the streets, you know, chasing girls and doing all that stuff. So
let me ask you this, because of time, she just stopped by to bring your daughter, or just stopped by to pick up her things?
My daughter will be with her. So, you know, if she come, she won't intentionally bring her over to see me. She'll just stop past to pick up something. And then, you know, I'll be in the house. She don't know I'm there, and she's hoping I'm not there, but I'll just be there. I'll be able to see you and stuff like that. But I just, this is, like I told you the last time, anybody else would consider me. I talked to my dad about this, and he asked me, like, are you okay, son? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good, because I'm just waiting patiently. Like, yes. It's the same situation with him.
Him
and my mom went through it. And I told him, I said, Dad, you didn't go over above and beyond to try to force anything or our relationship. And I said, look at us now. You're one of my best friends. I can talk to you about anything. So yeah. I said, as long as I stay patient and do what I'm supposed to do and make myself available, then I'm going to be fine. Bro, you say it all the time. When you be like, let the truth catch up with you, that is the most just I got off work the other day, and I was in my head so much, like, I was just in my head, like, man, I should go out and do this and do that. And I literally just sat in my room with the TV on mute for 2 hours, just sat there.
Right,
like,
I love that.
Just dealt with it, man. And after 2 hours, I turned the TV off and I laid down and went to sleep. And then I woke back up, cleaned up, and just started taking care of business. Like, I had to let that feeling, and I had to let all that go, man. And
Erica, I got to run. You stay with
it. Good.
Stay with it and stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Oh, I know. I know, man. I appreciate you. I just wanted to holler at you about the biblical question. And I'm going to start calling you more often. I keep telling myself I will, man. I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, bro. Take it easy, man.
All right, you too, buddy.
Shout out to the crew.
Shout out. Thank you. Amazing. Bye now. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jim in Alaska answered into the biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
If you truly knew God, you would never reject him. Hope to make another trip down to Fellowship in the near future, and can't thank you guys enough for all you do.
Thank you, Jim. And I appreciate your support, man. It's amazing. You and your wife's support. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Mondo Bizarro says, amazing.
Amazing.
Marcus G., Jesse's spitting facts all morning about God, and it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday. He's saved, sanctified, and running for his life today.
If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing.
Tan celebration hands, or black ones, light skin black, and big grin 100.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony thoughts, sure do attack hard when you are working on yourself, but stick to it and ignore all thoughts. And he says, punchy with a follow-up super chat, thanks for all your little words about the truth.
The devil hates it. The devil and his little demons tremble when the man or the woman decide to be still, let the truth catch up and make them free. The devil hate that because the devil knows it's going to have to leave you now because the light has come in and it destroys the darkness, and the darkness doesn't want to leave you. It yells at you, it trembles, it cries, it scares, it does everything because you are being still and letting the light, letting God take over. Amazing. Stay with it.
Hannes, thank you, Jesse, for all the go slap your mama's advice. Sure does feel like that sometimes. Oh, Lord, I needed it, big grin. We Irish are dying from the summer heat. Help! I heard it's hot over there in Europe.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did an interview the other day, and they were talking about how hot it is over there. What the? Be keeping cool in the summer is the thing to do. Amazing. Thank you.
ADHD777, Jesse, what do we do when we can't rely on the law or justice system anymore?
Stay out of your head. Don't worry. And the real law has control of your life. The law of love, which is from God. Don't worry. Just stay present. And don't worry about what's happening in the world. Be in it, but not of it. Be of the world, but not. Be in it, but not of it. Don't identify with it. You'll be fine. Amazing.
Brandy from Hawaii, make mental hospitals great again. That's crazy what, face emoji.
That's for sure, Brandy. Talking about making mental hospitals great again. If ever we needed mental hospitals, we need them now. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. Nick LeBoy, Jesse, I highly recommend you play this, something that you've played before. It goes along with how you say it's going to get much worse. KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov's warning to America from 1984.
Oh, yeah. We have that, right? We played what I would do on radio.
Yeah, we've played it before, probably multiple times, and talked about it in church.
Right on.
Yeah.
I have the anchor baby look at find it. And we will play it, if not tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Remind me.
Scale Lab Marketing. Some reason I really like Tay with all his likes. Laughing face emoji.
Tay is appears to be really, really wanting to return to the Father. And stay with it, Tay. I know what you mean. He is on it. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse, love, I got your You Are a Beta shirt to sport during summer. I love it because everyone out there is a beta male except you. Kissy, heart, hug, learning to be still in situations thanks to you. Tear emoji. The thoughts be disturbing me at times a lot, though. They're very annoying. Sion.
Just watch them, Sion. Don't be annoyed by them at all. It's not you. It's not happening to you. And right on, check out the merch, folks, at jessaleepeterson.shop. Amazing merch there, especially for the summer. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sion. Nikki, it's 20 coffees. One time I was reflecting on your BQ, Are You Perfect? And had a glimpse of looking through God's eyes. I saw how he sees us beyond the flesh and imperfections. I saw a love that's indescribable. Our true self is untouched and always resting in him. Have a wonderful day, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar Caesar with a biblical question and answer.
Can you know God and reject him?
Yes. Not only is that the only decision we can make, the only free will we have, but to know God is to know the truth, which is what children of the lie reject.
Amazing. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Says Cesar. Very nice. And let me just double check. It looks like, y'all, that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for your support. I am totally out of time. Daniela, a first-time call out of Minnesota. Why are you not married? I don't want to be married, Danielle. What the? I was engaged twice. That's enough. Amazing. I made my babies out of wedlock. I did it the black way. Amazing. Gary, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. George out of North Carolina. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. Go and forgive. Forgive your mothers. You got to forgive your mama. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive them and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And God will forgive you. And everything, your heart will change from evil to good. You can't do it. He'll do it for you. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Cake is coming up now, and then the American Anchor Baby, and at 2 p.m., Bill on Punchy.tv. Take care, folks. Thank you for your financial support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.